Afghan President Hamid Karzai set the tone early Thursday during his inaugural address to nearly 600 delegates. He says he has no doubt that if the two countries work together, they could eliminate terrorism in a matter of days. The two U.S. allies are both struggling to contain a surge in violence, especially along their volatile border. But critics question the Jirga's ability to affect any meaningful change. Participants say the most important regional actors are staying away from the conference. First, representatives from the local Taliban were not invited. Then their tribal supporters in Pakistan decided to boycott the peace talks. And finally, late Wednesday, Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf abruptly canceled a much-anticipated appearance because of domestic political concerns. Pakistani officials say the embattled president is considering new measures to help control a worsening security situation. In his place, Pakistan Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz attended the U.S.-backed Jirga. Mr. Aziz says Pakistan remains absolutely committed to a joint solution to the region's mounting violence. He also rejects claims that Islamabad covertly supports the Taliban insurgency. Pakistan was a key Taliban ally before September 2001. Following the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, it cut ties with the Islamist group and joined the U.S.-led war against terror. But U.S. and Afghan officials say Taliban forces have established bases inside Pakistan's remote tribal areas near the Afghan border. Pakistan has deployed some 90,000 troops to the region and says it is doing everything it can to secure its tribal areas. Pakistani Jirga member Syed Bukhari says that so far the meetings have gone better than expected.
When you talk to each other, a lot of misunderstandings are removed. They think that we are not doing enough. We think that Kabul is not doing enough. So when we sit together, we'll be able to solve this problem.
Throughout the next several days, Kabul will be under strict security measures, with cars and passers-by barred from areas around the Jirga facility. The Grand Jirga is scheduled to end Sunday. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kabul.